Chuckle off his horse. Twisting and turning, Chuckle's body plummets to the snow-covered rocks below. And as the snow giant's attention is momentarily diverted, it's either now or never. No sense waiting until he gets around to me. Travis Morgan, Warlord, jumps on the snow giant's shoulders and stabs his sword into his ear right through the snow giant's head. The sword of the warlord has drank much blood of many men and monsters alike. And now, backed by the full power and the fury in Travis Morgan's soul, it drinks deep. Slowly, like a giant tree before the lumberjack's axe, the snow giant begins to topple. Balfouts, Chuckle, all the others, all dead. Looks like you're on your own again, Morgan. Well, there's that thief, Asher, and the reward. I sure don't have anything better to do. Ow, what the hell? In the mist-clouded mountains, Travis Morgan pursues the elusive thief. All around the towering peaks, they rise in a crystalline grandeur. Perhaps the beauty around him has distracted him. Perhaps he's just getting old, and he forgets the cardinal rule for survival on Skitarus. Travis Morgan's war horse runs into a tripwire. The rule of survival always expect the unexpected. Travis Morgan is hit by a rather medium-sized tree trunk and knocks him off his horse. And a man he does not know jumps from above with dagger in hand, ready to spear. But when the man with the dagger descends onto Travis Morgan, Travis Morgan butts him in the gut with his shield. You're the rogue Asher, I presume. Turn to Warlord number 25 after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM. Okay. Let's see what ads we have here. Oh, this comic book is falling apart on me. Oh boy, where is it? Oh, here it is. Okay, get the energy up for this. Okay. Oh, it is so falling apart. Okay, bear with me, people. DC Dynamic Digest. More action, more pages. Sergeant Rock's Prize Battle Tales. 100 pages of blazing battles with Sergeant Rock, the Unknown Soldier, and much, much more. The Secret Origins of Superheroes. 100 pages of sensational secret origins, including an all-new origin of Wonder Woman. Two terrific titles on sale September 5th. Okay. Now, let's expand. Seriously. This comic book is so falling apart on me. Oh, boy. I don't know what to do. When do I put this back together? Okay, let's do this. Cowgirl Fern introduces fantastic new collar tips to dress up your shirts. Take a tip from Eastern Cowgirl Fern. These remarkable collar tips add sparkle and pizzazz to any shirt, whether you're doing the disco or riding the range. With a turn of the handle, set the screw, they attach to the collar of your shirt and come off just as easily when the shirts must be washed. But once you're wearing them, you'll think they're a brilliant idea. They put a new sparkle and give a zingy flare to almost any shirt. And because they're removable, you can add their special touch of sparkle to all your outfits. Available in Hi-Ho Silver or Go-Go Gold Finish. Eastern Cowgirl Fern's face on white background, gold or silver, $4.95. Border studded, multicolored rainbow rhinestones, gold or silver, $5.95. Eastern Cowgirl Fern's face on gold or silver, $4.95. Send your order to Eastern Cowgirl Fern, P.O. Box 1728, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, zip code 19101.
Officials had declared a mandatory evacuation for Lynn Lake and surrounding areas due to wildfire. Burge and Zed Lake will close as of 12 o'clock, June 27. All individuals are required to evacuate. The city of Brandon has been selected as the host location. A reception center is located at the Victoria Inn, 3550 Victoria Avenue. Residents must leave by 4 p.m. June 27, 2026. Evacuees are encouraged to stay with family and friends. Residents staying with family or friends should email info@linlake.car, call 204-356-2418 to register. Follow all directions from local authorities. Listen for updates. Check the Town of Lynn Lake website and Facebook for up-to-date information.
All right, here we go. I wonder if anyone who's listening tonight ever joined this club. Okay, let me try to do it good. Okay. Olympic! Olympic Sales Club Incorporated! Earn famous name prizes or earn $1 a box cash! Sell cards and gifts from free sample book! Prizes or keep $1 a box cash. Earn prizes, cash, or both at absolutely no cost to you by selling beautiful imprinted Christmas cards, all occasion cards, personalized stationery, and gifts from Olympic's free 1979 sample book of proven sale makers. Anyone's a prospect. Friends, neighbors, relatives. Everyone's thrilled by Olympic's high quality and low prices. You pay nothing, owe nothing, so join now. Call our free join by phone number or use the postage-free label from this ad. Either way, you'll receive our free prize catalog and sales kit, free sample book, everything you need to earn prizes or cash the proven Olympic way. Please, operators can only enroll new members. They cannot answer questions or inquiries. Olympic Sales Club Incorporated, Department 79, Enfield, Connecticut, zip 06082. Olympic Sales Club Incorporated! Earn famous name prizes or earn $1 a box cash! Sell cards and gifts from our free sample book! Olympic Sales Club Incorporated, Department 79, Enfield, Connecticut, zip 06082. All right, and this might be the club I will join. I'll just play it in a second. You might be shocked. You might think, I didn't think I knew this guy. Okay. Daisy 840, action, power, accuracy, shoots BBs and pellets.
The kids in my neighborhood really like this Daisy 840 because it's a 350-shot BB repeater and a .177 caliber pellet gun. The kids are right. This Daisy 840 is just right for kids. I'm Johnny Unitas, former NFL quarterback.
Daisy 840, action! Power, accuracy, shoots BBs and pellets. All right, now I got. This is awful. Okay, have we done? Okay, I need to read that part. And okay, this. What is this page? It's no good. Throw it away. I really want to get this. Damn it! Okay, this looks like... Okay, I got it figured out. I'm sorry, folks. Sorry. Sorry. Big screw up. From not taking care of my comic books. That's where this screw up has happened. Okay. We now return to Warlord number 25. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, the University of Winnipeg. Perhaps it's the beauty around him that has him distracted. Perhaps he's just getting old. He forgets the cardinal rule for survival in Skitaris. Travis Morgan's warhorse trips on a wire. On Skitaris, always expect the unexpected. A man jumps out from above, descending with a dagger ready to stab Travis Morgan. But Morgan gets his shield up and guts it right into his stomach. You're that rogue Asher, I presume. Travis Morgan flips over Asher the thief and nearly throws him off a mountain cliff. Oy! Travis Morgan stands on the mountain cliff in front of Asher the thief, who is clinging on for his dear life.
I don't suppose we could talk this over, huh?
Come on up. I'll grab you by the hand. You're no value to me at the bottom of a cliff.
And even less to myself. Sir, here, take my hands.
But instead, Asher the thief slugs Travis Morgan Warlord across the face.
I was never one to pay any of my debts, but it's one of the advantages of being a rogue.
Unfortunately, for Asher, he realizes,
by the lords, you've got a jaw hard as a rock. Ah, well, no matter. We'll settle this like warriors with cold steel and hot furious blood.
You talk too much.
I can't help it. It's one of my basic flaws in character.
I didn't know you had character.
You dare speak thus that way to the second greatest thief in all of Skitaris?
You're the second greatest?
Oh, yes. Well, there's a certain rogue named Alejandro. But I'll settle that with him when our paths cross.
So you're a second-rate thief. Travis Morgan welds Asher's sword out of his hand. And you're a third-rate swordsman. Now I take you back.
Oh, Prince Kelly. I shouldn't like to meet up with that one again.
Listening to a reading of Warlord number 25, September, the year 1979.
I'm bored. I'm the chairman of the board. I'm a lengthy monologue. I'm living like a dog. I'm bored. I bore myself to sleep at night. I bore myself to
in broad daylight, 'cause I'm bored. Just another slimy bore. I'm sick of all the dips. I'm bored. I bore myself to sleep at night. I bore myself in broad daylight, 'cause I'm bored. I'm bored. Just another dirty bowl. All right, dollface, come on and bore me. Still sitting in the broad daylight, 'cause I'm bored. I'm bored. I'm the chairman of the board.
First and last man walked this earth, but only a few survive. I'm the wizard of us, and I've got it all planned. Stretches like a big rubber glove to Japan for a nuclear device. Nuclear device. Nuclear device. Nuclear device. If I could get lucky, I'd succeed from the States. I'd buy the country at an incredible rate. First the men stay at home at night, 'cause I outlawed all of the ice. I'm the Wizard of Oz, and I've rolled up the streets dreaming of a nuclear device. If I could get lucky, I'd go out on my own and sell Australia the rest. Nuclear device. Nuclear device.
From the States, I buy the country at an incredible rate.
Comic Book Radio Theater. This is CKUW.
You dare speak this way to the second greatest thief of all of Skataris?
You're the second greatest?
Oh, yes. Well, there is a certain rogue named Alejandro. But I'll settle that when our paths cross.
So you're a second-rate thief. And you're a third-rate swordsman, too.
Now what?
Now I take you back.
To Prince Calais? I shouldn't like to meet up with that one again.
So what did you steal from him?
A woman. But I didn't exactly steal her, if you know what I mean.
Where is she now?
She left when the gold ran out. No morals at all, that one. Why did you pursue me after the others were killed?
I don't know. For the same reason you steal money.
If you believe that, then you're not the man I think you are.
What do you mean by that?
You and I are one of a kind, my friend. What we do for the same reason. And money has nothing to do with it. It's action, adventure. Were I not a thief, I'd probably be a peasant farmer, sweating out the next harvest, a slave to my land, a servant to my animals. An honorable profession and an adequate life for some. But not for us, my friend. No. Better to live life as you thrust your sword right to the hilt. Sure, a short life at best and a violent death to the end. But by the Lords, it's glorious while it lasts. And if I am to lose my life presently, so be it. I have no regrets.
You are more fortunate than I, my friend. My regrets are few, but they are great. Think I'd do anything for money. I just found out different.
You've lost your sense of values, Morgan!
Chuckle!
I told you, I didn't kill easily. Now, I'll take the prisoner off your hands.
Shackle has a bow and arrow aimed right at Travis Morgan, Warlord.
Is this a friend of yours?
Nope. Just a corpse. Travis Morgan, Warlord, uses his gun and kills Shackle dead.
Issue the challenge. On sale October 19th.
The end. You have just listened to a reading of Warlord number 25, September, the year 1979.
Here in my car, Do your homework.
Oh, Mom.
Wear your raincoat.
Oh, Mother.
Later, after we eat. You want to be soft. You gotta be firm. There's a right time for snacks, and I say when. Then I insist on Hostess, because they're always so fresh. Chocolatey cupcakes, tender fruit pies, golden Twinkie snack cakes with cream filling. Fresh, wholesome Hostess meets my tough standards. So when I say yes, it's Hostess.
A mandatory evacuation for Lynn Lake and surrounding areas due to wildfire. Burge and Zed Lake will close as of 12 o'clock, June 27. All individuals are required to evacuate. The city of Brandon has been selected as the host location. A reception center is located at the Victoria Inn, 3550 Victoria Avenue. Residents must leave by 4 p.m. June 27, 2026. Evacuees are encouraged to stay with family and friends. Residents staying with family or friends should email info@linlake.car, call 204-356-2418 to register. Follow all directions from local authorities. Listen for updates. Check the Town of Lynn Lake website and Facebook for up-to-date information.
I'm JR. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Oh,
Tonight's the Night by Kool and the Gang. Hopefully tonight's the night for you as well. Listen to CKUW 95.9 FM. It's a couple minutes away from 3 a.m. Thank you for joining me. I will continue with
Comic Book Radio Theater.
It's the show where I read you comic books. I got a couple here with me. I'm super happy to read them to you. Now, our next comic book that I'm going to read to you is Thor, number 307, May of 1981. All right. I'll tell you what, from the cover here. Okay, there's a lot of, like, artistic superimposing here. You got this navy blue colored demon. Looks pretty strong. Looks like something you would fear if you came across this demon. And what's the most fearful part of it is that Dr. Donald Blake, that's the secret identity of Thor. Dr. Donald Blake, he's asleep. He's going to get attacked by this huge demon. And he's asleep. He can't get at his walking cane. Well, because he's asleep. The walking cane is it's on the ground. It's not in the bed with him. And if you don't know, Dr. Donald Blake takes his walking cane, he hits it on the ground, spikes it on the ground, and then a big thundery lightning thing happens, and he becomes Thor. Well, he's asleep, can't reach for his cane. And then there's a like this soup.